神的宝贝们，欢迎来到亲密四十晚约会。这已经是来到了第五周，今天上班如何？工作如何？走路又如何？是不是感觉身体有点弱下来了？这是真的很正常的，毕竟是前面四周已经没有正常的吃饭，或者是已经没有吃荤，已经四周了，身体弱下来很正常哈。准备一些糖果，准备一些巧克力。如果有遇到头晕的时候，或者蹲下去站起来的时候，整个看到黑不溜秋的时候，记得吃个糖果补点糖分，那我们就 OK。那今天我们亲密四十的时候，我们一样来到听五章的圣经，我们过后呢一首敬拜的歌曲，准备你的心，晚上来到遇见神，来到亲近神，来到遇见神，也盼望我们的婚姻，我们的家人，我们的教会，我们的牧师，还有每一位参与灵的人生四十的肢体，都同样经历到神。
11年3月初1日，耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要向埃及王法老和他的众人说，在威势上谁能与你相比呢？亚述王曾如黎巴嫩中的香柏树，枝条柔美，隐秘如林，极其高大，树间插入云中，重水使它生长，深水使它长大，所栽之地有江河为流，岔出的水道沿到田野诸树，所以它高大超过田野诸树，发旺的时候枝子繁多，因得大水之力，枝条长长，空中的飞鸟都在枝子上搭窝，田野的走兽都在枝条下生子，所有大国的人民都在它荫下居住。树大条长，成为荣美，因为根在重水之旁。神园中的香柏树不能遮蔽它，松树不及它的枝子，枫树不及它的枝条，神园中的树都没有它柔美。我使它的枝条繁多，成为柔美，以致神伊甸园中的树都嫉妒它。所以主耶和华如此说，因它高大，树间插入云中，心骄气傲，我就必将它交给列国中大有威势的人，他必定办他，我因他的罪恶已经驱逐他。外邦人就是列邦中强暴的，将他砍断弃掉，他的枝条落在山间和一切谷中，他的枝子折断，落在地的一切河旁，地上的众民已经走去离开他的荫下，空中的飞鸟都要宿在这败落的树上，田野的走兽都要卧在它的枝条下，好使水旁的诸树不因高大而自尊，也不将树尖儿插入云中，并且那些得水滋润有势力的也不得高大自立，因为他们在世人中和下坑的人都被交于死亡，到阴府去了。主耶和华如此说，他下阴间的那日，我便使人悲哀，我为他遮盖深渊，使江河凝结，大水停流，我也使黎巴嫩为他凄惨，田野的诸树都因他发昏，我将他扔到阴间，与下坑的人一同下去，那时列国听见他坠落的响声就都震动，并且伊甸的一切树，就是黎巴嫩得水滋润最佳最美的树，都在阴府受了安慰，他们也与他同下阴间，到被杀的人那里，他们曾做他的膀臂，在列国中他的荫下居住，在这样荣耀威势上，在伊甸园诸树中谁能与你相比呢？ 然而你要与伊甸的诸树一同下到阴府，在未受割礼的人中与被杀的人一同躺卧。法老和他的群众乃是如此，这是主耶和华说的。十二年十二月初一日，耶和华的话临到我说：人子啊，你要为埃及王法老做哀歌，说从前你在列国中如同少壮狮子，现在你却像海中的大鱼。你冲出江河，用爪搅动诸水，使江河浑浊。主耶和华如此说：我必用多国的人民将我的网撒在你身上，把你拉上来。我必将你丢在地上，抛在田野，使空中的飞鸟都落在你身上，使遍地的野兽吃你得饱。我必将你的肉丢在山间，用你高大的尸首填满山谷。我又必用你的血浇灌你所游泳之地，漫过山顶，河道都必充满。我将你扑灭的时候，要把天遮蔽，使众星昏暗，以密云遮掩太阳，月亮也不放光。我必使天上的亮光都在你以上变为昏暗，使你的地上黑暗。这是主耶和华说的。我使你败亡的风声传到你所不认识的各国，那时我必使多民的心因你愁烦。我在许多国民和君王面前向你抡我的刀，国民就必因你惊奇，君王也必因你极其恐慌。在你扑倒的日子，他们个人为自己的性命时刻战惊。主耶和华如此说：巴比伦王的刀必临到你，我必借勇士的刀使你的众民扑倒。这勇士都是列国中强暴的，他们必使埃及的骄傲归于无有，埃及的众民必被灭绝。我必从埃及多水旁除灭所有的走兽，人脚兽蹄必不再搅浑这水。那时我必使埃及河澄清，江河向游缓流。这是主耶和华说的。我使埃及地变为荒废凄凉，这地缺少从前所充满的，又击杀其中一切的居民。那时他们就知道我是耶和华。人必用这哀歌去哀哭，列国的女子为埃及和他的群众也必以此悲哀。这是主耶和华说的。十二年十二月十五日，耶和华的话临到我说：人子啊，你要为埃及群众哀嚎，亦要将埃及和有名之国的女子并下坑的人一同扔到阴府去。你埃及的美丽胜过谁呢？你下去与未受割礼的人一同躺卧吧。他们必在被杀的人中扑倒，他被交给刀剑，要把他和他的群众拉去。强盛的勇士要在阴间对埃及王和帮助他的说话。他们是未受割礼被杀的人，已经下去躺卧不动。亚述和他的众民都在那里，他民的坟墓在他四围，他们都是被杀刀在刀下的。他们的坟墓在坑中极深之处，他的众民在他坟墓的四围都是被杀刀在刀下的。他们曾在活人之地使人惊恐。以兰也在那里，他的群众在他坟墓的四围都是被杀刀在刀下，未受割礼而下阴府的。他们曾在活人之地使人惊恐，并且与下坑的人一同担当羞辱。人给他和他的群众在被杀的人中设立床榻，他民的坟墓在他四围 他们都是未受割礼被刀杀的，他们曾在活人之地使人惊恐，并且与下坑的人一同担当羞辱。以兰已经放在被杀的人中，米舍、土巴和他们的群众都在那里，他民的坟墓在他四围，他们都是未受割礼被刀杀的，他们曾在活人之地使人惊恐。他们不得与那未受割礼扑倒的勇士一同躺卧，这些勇士带着兵器下阴间，头枕刀剑，骨头上有本身的罪孽，他们曾在活人之地使勇士惊恐。法老啊，你必在未受割礼的人中败坏，与那些被杀的人一同躺卧。以东也在那里，他君王和一切首领虽然仗着势力，还是放在被杀的人中。他们必与未受割礼的和下坑的人一同躺卧，在那里有北方的众王子和一切西顿人都与被杀的人下去。他们虽然仗着势力使人惊恐，还是蒙羞。他们未受割礼和被刀杀的一同躺卧，与下坑的人一同担当羞辱。法老看见他们，便为他被杀的军队受安慰。这是主耶和华说的。我任凭法老在活人之地使人惊恐，法老和他的群众必放在未受割礼和被杀的人中，这是主耶和华说的。耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要告诉本国的子民说，我使刀剑临到哪一国，那一国的民从他们中间选立一人为守望的，他见刀剑临到那地，若吹角警戒众民，凡听见角声不受警戒的，刀剑若来除灭了他，他的罪就必归到自己的头上。他听见角声不受警戒，他的罪必归到自己的身上。他若受警戒，便是救了自己的性命。倘若守望的人见刀剑临到，不吹角，以致民不受警戒，刀剑来杀了他们中间的一个人，他虽然死在罪孽之中，我却要向守望的人讨他丧命的罪。人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我对恶人说，恶人啊，你必要死。你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道，这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人转离所行的道，他仍不转离，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。人子啊，你要对以色列家说，你们常说我们的过犯罪恶在我们身上，我们必因此消灭，怎能存活呢？你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列家，你们转回，转回吧，离开恶道，何必死亡呢？人子啊，你要对本国的子民说，一人的义在犯罪之日不能救他，至于恶人的恶，在他转离恶行之日也不能使他倾倒。一人在犯罪之日也不能因他的义存活。我对义人说，你必定存活。他若依靠他的义而作罪孽， 他所行的义都不被纪念，他必因所做的罪孽死亡。再者，我对恶人说，你必定死亡。他若转离他的罪，行正直与合理的事，还人的当头和所抢夺的，遵行生命的律例，不做罪孽，他必定存活，不致死亡。他所犯的一切罪必不被纪念，他行了正直与合理的事，必定存活。你本国的子民还说，主的道不公平。其实他们的道不公平，一人转离他的义而作罪孽，就必因此死亡。恶人转离他的恶，行正直与合理的事，就必因此存活。你们还说主的道不公平。以色列家啊，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们。我们被掳之后12年10月初5日，有人从耶路撒冷逃到我这里说，城已攻破了。逃来的人未到前一日的晚上，耶和华的灵降在我身上，开我的口。到第二日早晨，那人来到我这里，我口就开了，不再缄默。耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，住在以色列荒废之地的人说，亚伯拉罕独自一人能得这地为业，我们人数众多，这地更是给我们为业的。所以你要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，你们吃带血的物，仰望偶像，并且杀人流血，你们还能得这地为业吗？你们倚仗自己的刀剑行可憎的事，人人玷污邻舍的妻，你们还能得这地为业吗？你要对他们这样说，主耶和华如此说，我指着我的永生起誓，在荒场中的必刀在刀下，在田野间的必交给野兽吞吃，在堡帐和洞里的必遭瘟疫而死。我必使这地荒凉，令人惊骇，他因势力而有的骄傲也必窒息。以色列的山都必荒凉，无人经过。我因他们所行的一切可憎的事，使地荒凉，令人惊骇。那时他们就知道我是耶和华。人子啊，你本国的子民在墙垣旁边，在房屋门口谈论你，弟兄对弟兄彼此说，来吧，听听有什么话从耶和华而出。他们来到你这里，如同民来聚会，坐在你面前，仿佛是我的民。他们听你的话却不去行，因为他们的口多显爱情，心却追随财力。他们看你如善于奏乐、声音优雅之人所唱的雅歌，他们听你的话却不去行。看哪，所说的快要应验，应验了，他们就知道在他们中间有了先知。耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要向以色列的牧人发预言，攻击他们说，主耶和华如此说，祸哉，以色列的牧人只知牧养自己，牧人岂不当牧养群羊吗？你们吃脂油，穿羊毛，宰肥壮的，却不牧养群羊。瘦弱的你们没有养壮，有病的你们没有医治，受伤的你们没有缠裹，被逐的你们没有领回，失丧的你们没有寻找，但用强暴严严的辖制。 因无牧人，羊就分散，既分散，便做了一切野兽的食物。我的羊在诸山间，在各高冈上流离，在全地上分散，无人去寻，无人去找。所以你们这些牧人要听耶和华的话。主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我的羊因无牧人就成为掠物，也做了一切野兽的食物。我的牧人不寻找我的羊，这些牧人只知牧养自己，并不牧养我的羊。所以你们这些牧人要听耶和华的话。主耶和华如此说，我必与牧人为敌，必向他们的手追讨我的羊，使他们不再牧放群羊，牧人也不再牧养自己。我必救我的羊脱离他们的口，不再做他们的食物。主耶和华如此说，看哪，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。牧人在羊群四散的日子怎样寻找他的羊，我必照样寻找我的羊。这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散到各处，我必从那里救回他们来。我必从万民中领出他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故土，也必在以色列山上一切溪水旁边境内一切可居之处牧养他们。我必在美好的草场牧养他们，他们的圈必在以色列高处的山上，他们必在佳美之圈中躺卧，也在以色列山肥美的草场吃草。主耶和华说，我必亲自做我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。失丧的我必寻找，被逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治，只是肥的壮的我必除灭，也要秉公牧养他们。我的羊群啊，论到你们，主耶和华如此说，我必在羊与羊中间，公绵羊与公山羊中间施行判断。你们这些肥壮的羊在美好的草场吃草，还以为小事吗？剩下的草你们竟用蹄践踏了，你们喝清水，剩下的水你们竟用蹄搅浑了。至于我的羊，只得吃你们所践踏的，喝你们所搅浑的。所以主耶和华如此说，我必在肥羊和瘦羊中间施行判断，因为你们用鞋用肩拥挤一切瘦弱的，又用脚抵触，以致使他们四散。所以我必拯救我的群羊，不再做掠物，我也必在羊和羊中间施行判断。我必立一牧人照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫，他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。我耶和华必做他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间作王，这是耶和华说的。我必与他们立平安的约，使恶兽从境内断绝，他们就必安居在旷野，躺卧在林中。我必使他们与我山的四围成为湖源，我也必叫时雨落下，必有福如甘霖而降。田野的树必结果，地也必有出产，他们必在故土安然居住。我折断他们所负的轭，救他们脱离那以他们为奴之人的手。那时他们就知道我是耶和华。他们必不再做外邦人的掠物，地上的野兽也不再吞吃他们，却要安然居住，无人惊吓。我必给他们兴起有名的植物，他们在境内不再为饥荒所灭，也不再受外邦人的羞辱，必知道我耶和华他们的神是与他们同在，并知道他们以色列家是我的民。 这是主耶和华说的，你们做我的羊，我草场上的羊乃是以色列人，我也是你们的神，这是主耶和华说的。耶和华的话又临到我说，人子啊，你要面向西尔山发预言攻击他，对他说，主耶和华如此说，西尔山哪、啊、我与你为敌，必向你伸手攻击你，使你荒凉，令人惊骇，我必使你的诚意变为荒场，成为凄凉，你就知道我是耶和华。因为你永怀仇恨，在以色列人遭灾罪孽到了尽头的时候，将他们交与刀剑。所以主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我必使你遭遇流血的报应，罪必追赶你，你既不恨恶杀人流血，所以这罪必追赶你。我必使西尔山荒凉，令人惊骇，来往经过的人我必剪除，我必使西尔山满有被杀的人，被刀杀的必倒在你小山和山谷并一切的溪水中，我必使你永远荒凉，使你的诚意无人居住，你的民就知道我是耶和华。因为你曾说，这二国这二邦必归于我，我必得为业，其实耶和华仍在那里。所以主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我必照你的怒气和你从仇恨中向他们所发的嫉妒待你，我审判你的时候必将自己显明在他们中间，你也必知道我耶和华听见了你一切毁谤，就是你攻击以色列山的话，说这些山荒凉是归我们吞灭的，你们也用口向我夸大，增添与我反对的话，我都听见了。主耶和华如此说，全地欢乐的时候，我必使你荒凉，你怎样因以色列家的地业荒凉而喜乐，我必照你所行的待你。西尔山哪、啊、你和以东全地必都荒凉，你们就知道我是耶和华。
我若
谢耶稣，感谢耶稣。我相信在今天晚上的这个大先知书里面，我们有很多的启发，有很多的看见。我们这段时间我们一直读着的就是大先知的五本书，还有启示录。我们盼望我们对末日有更加深入的一个探查，更加深入的一个认知、明白、认识与学习。是因为这几天的这个神的话语不断的开启我们，不断的启示我们、启发我们。我们在接下来我们有30分钟，5分钟为你的婚姻祷告，5分钟为你的家人祷告，5分钟为你的教会祷告，5分钟为你的牧师祷告，还有5分钟为流之进食的弟兄姐妹祷告，还有5分钟为素食进食的弟兄姐妹祷告。我们一起准备我们的心，准备我们的口，我们跟圣灵说：圣灵，我不知道如何祷告，圣灵，请你教我如何祷告，圣灵，请你来带领我祷告，圣灵，我现在开口灵来祷告。加油，我的伙伴，我的朋友。
Hallelujah. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 27.It says, I will restore to you the years that the swarmy locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God.There is none else, and my people shall never again be put to shame. Amen. He said they will restore the years that the locust has eaten. They will restore everything that has been missing in the past. He said you shall eat in plenty and shall be satisfied. So we are going to be praying for restoration for the year 2023.And also praying against the spirit of stagnation. Just open up your mouth and begin to bless in the Holy Ghost. Ramande rekoton de palhi brako ragatan de le koragada. Ramande rekotunomali randeri karagaton. Rima ragatan de rekoton de palhi. Rama rakosunama le koragatan de pelegodo. Riba ragatan de rekete. Rima ragatan de le palakason de ragada. Rima ragatanima legada.Riba ragatan de le coragata, irama le coton de perragata, irama mamana le cotocoragata, iramenon de pelegere, elekepa le coton de perregere, erripa ragata legere, elepra coton de legere, erripa legere legere, elibranda legere, elibra coton de pelegere, errima ragoton de pelegere, elina ragatan de ragatan de reparagada, ripa ragoton de.Pele ragada, irama ragatan de pele coragadas, errima ragatan de le paragada, rima gatan de le coragata, iramana le cotocoto vale cosonogoto, iramane que requetira gatan de legere, erripa ragatan de le cotonicapa, rima catele con de pelecada, iramana calesinagada.Ripa panda que tele que te, y capale conda para catánica, y ramana caragada, in the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of stagnation, in this new year, we decree, be gone in the name of Jesus, every spirit of stagnation, trying to hold us bound, trying to stop us from making progress, in this new year, we decree, Be gone in the name of Jesus. We decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress in the name of Jesus. We decree in 2023, we will not be stagnant in the name of Jesus. We will not be static in the name of Jesus. We decree that we are attaining height. We decree we are growing. We decree we are attaining height. We decree we are growing in the name of Jesus. We decree stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will not be stagnant. In 2023, we decree we will not be stagnant. Whatever did not work in the previous year, we decree and we declare, in the year 2023, you are working in the name of Jesus. Whatever did not work out for us in the previous years, we decree in the name of Jesus, you are working for our good. In 2023, all things are working for our good. In the name of Jesus, all things. We come against every spirit. We come against every presence. We come against every creature that is stopping us from making progress. We spill the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. I decree that in 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify. Kalamana karans kopala gado. Randa katopa. We will testify. The devil will not limit us in the name of Jesus. The devil will not hold us bound in the name of Jesus. I decree restoration in the name of Jesus. The years that the locust has eaten, I decree restoration in the name of Jesus. I decree that the years that the caterpillars have eaten, in the name of Jesus, be restored. In 2023, we shall eat in plenty in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. In 2023, I decree that the plans of the enemies will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. In 2023, I decree and I declare you will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify. Second Chronicles 20 verse 20. Early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set up, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." All I want you to do is to believe in what God has said, and you will experience success like never before. And in the name of Jesus, I decree in the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. In the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. The year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit stopping you from making progress, I decree in the name of Jesus, Be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will testify. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify. Amen. I would like you to say this with me. In 2023, I will testify. You can drop it on the comment section. Say it. Mean what you say. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. Thank you, Jesus. Abandele broko sopandele braga bandele korogo don sepele godo. Ramba bele konde braka pare kotosu bramale korogo don. Remandele broko ton sapandele broko ton de kipa. Ibandele broko ton da pale broko ton sapale godo. Ribraka tande belisu branda paraga tanda legodo. E ribarraga tonde pele corrogo tonde pelhisso rogodo. Ramende le pande brocoton sa pande legere. I ramande brocoton de capaleco. E pele caparaga dande calibro godon sapa. E raga pande le brocoton de legodo. I raga de mende ni manca pale corrogo ton si pane. I blebande che le corraga bande le conda bragada. Errande le male costa pande le corrandi pa, il ragazzo macatele corrogo tonda babanda, e me candele vrogo tonda pale barragado, errande pele corrogo onde pale casagabande, e menda ragatonda pale corragatande che, iman bandi ni mande ne ni panda cara. Irramele corrogo sabande le corragada, irramende le pandi le cosa panda cani, e me corranga zani mande le corraga tande pa, irramme cosa pa candele corramana, irrababanda babande copane, e pele corraga panda le corranda ca, e raga pande porroco sa. Hey, just build up yourself in your most holy faith. Allow the Holy Spirit pray through you. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your own understanding. You pray according to the Spirit. Allow the Spirit speak through you. You are just a vessel. A vessel to speak the will of the Father. Erraga pande lo corrocoton. Erremande le porroco domaca. Irranda le marraga tonda pacada. Eka panda le corramande reketeni. Ibramanda ragadanda capanda legere. Erreke panda capanda le corrocoto. Irramande reketonda parragado. Erraga panda le corrocoto. Erraga tana ma papa. E pequendo lo corramande che dani. Irrama pandele corraga pana. Isandele corraga sagada mama. E pequetena carraga tonda pa. Itlebas capando. E meni capanda calecoto. Ima banda le corrocoto. Erraga panda le coro. Hey, therefore I speak to that sickness. You do not have a place in this body. Erragata, I speak to that sickness. You do not have a place in this body. And I decree in the name of Jesus, leave this body right now. Ragabanda le korokodo. The Bible said that by his stripes you were healed. He sent his word and the word brought about your healing. So I decree and I declare and make bold declarations in the place of prayer that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you have been healed. Raga bandelo korogoto, raga tene makapa, ele magetona bakada. When you pray in tongues, the whole universe responds to your voice. You speak the tongues of angels, not the tongues of men. So the devil cannot understand what you're saying, because the language you speak is a mystery to him. Just burn to flame the gift of God. Just burn to flame the gift of God. Just burn to flame the gift of God in you. Just burn to flame, burn to flame. Just burn to flame. Rabba katane. Eka banda le korogoto. Irama ke soba katani le. Ipala kato korogoto. E ragato magapaleko so. E magatana ke ragado. Irama ndele korogo pandale kone. E pagabanda kanaka ne kononikata. E gelego soko panakata. E raga pandali koronde. Ipanda le korogo somani. Ika nakantele kopana. E kanda kayanko soni. I decree and I declare, in the name of Jesus, you are healed from the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree your total redemption from that sickness. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree that sick organ is restored. I decree that dying organ is restored. I decree that dying bone is restored. I decree in the name of Jesus, diabetes, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, diabetes, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that kidney failure, I command you right now, leave this body. In the name of Jesus, that brain tumor, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave this body. I decree in the name of Jesus, your body is the temple of the Lord, not the temple of sickness. So I come boldly in the name above every other name, that every sickness, every disease that is not of God, anything in your body that is not of God dwelling in you, in the name of Jesus, I decree according to the word of God. The Bible says, decree a thing and it will come to pass. Decree a thing and it will be established. So I come in the name of the higher priesthood to make bold declarations that the sickness in your body leaves your body right now. I make bold declarations that that disease is gone in the name of Jesus. No longer, no longer will it dwell in your body. Galatians 2:26. I have been crucified to Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You have been crucified to Christ. It is no longer you that live, but Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, he that sits in heaven and watches the affairs of men, he that decrees a thing, and it is established, dwells in you. So I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever has not died in your body that is not of God, right now I decree, die in the name of Jesus. When Christ died on the cross, that your sickness was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that disease was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that fibroid was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that issue of blood, that issue of blood was crucified. I don't care what the doctors call it. I don't care what the medical practitioner calls it. All I know that there is a God. There is a God who performs great miracles. There is a God who does great and mighty things. And I come in the name of this higher priesthood. And I decree, and I declare, and I prophesy. I make bold declaration in the place of prayer. Get out from this body. I don't know what the doctor has said. Probably they've said that you cannot come out from that disease. Maybe they've said that this is the end. For I come to you in the name of Jesus to decree that sickness is gone. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ulcer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ragababanaka esakapa. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Epagalagadoni. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Elepapapapapa. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Ega panaka sondara, eraga pandeneke, ika mandele cosa, eke teke papa, erekete papana, elekete. The Bible says, though the enemy comes as a flood, the Lord shall raise the standard. I'm here to say to you that the standard has already been raised. And that standard is the Holy Spirit in you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witness. Mark 15 says, the signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall speak in new tongues. They shall lay their hands on the sick and the sick shall be healed. They shall pick up their things and it will never. In the name of Jesus, because I am a believer and you are a believer, and because I believe in the name of Jesus and you also believe in the name and the power at work in the earth, I decree right now, in the name of Jesus, you sickness from the pits of hell, ragapandekoto, I decree be expelled. Ragato, I decree get out in the name of Jesus. I cast out that demon. I cast out that devil. I cast out that devil. I cast out that devil. I cast out the devil. Rokopanagatanaka. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. If you can hear me, I would love you to scream for joy. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. I want you to say this in the comment section. I am a believer. If you believe in the prayers that have just been said, I would like you to just drop a comment. Say something. I am a believer. I am a believer. Because Christ died on the cross, I have been healed.
Ara katan de peleko sapan de libro koton da pa. Riban de le koro koton de pelhibro koton sapale koto. Ra karn de po sapan de le ko ragan de le. Ribro kopan de le koramen de le para katon sapa. Rabele koragatan de le brokoton sapale koragatan. Eriba bande le brokoton de peliko sapande le konda. Emaka pale koragapande le korabande le ko sapande le koto. Rande bas kopande li solo kotosha. Iramendo broko sapande le koragatan de pelhi sorandi. Repelhi copranda carapa pandele corapan era pandele coproco socopandele corragatan e re mando procoton de pelhi corragatan aniba i bandele polacatan de re coto bramande e ramando procoton de palhesa la candele procoto i rabandele corraga pandele corragaton da paneni. Ibandele koragaton da braka paragaten. Ibandele brokoton sapale korandeke. Iramande brokoton da pale koragatan. Irandele mande raka sobramandele koragapandi. Ibandele brokoton da pale godo. Irabandele kurapa pandele koro. Irramandele koramande reke sabanda pa. Epele kolaga panda reko to brakata.
Eleketen kapandeleko irakatsobrandeleko ramandilekeni ebele babaske bandele bando sobrane eragabandeleko ragabandeleko rapapa. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your understanding. At this moment, your mind is unfruitful. You pray by the Spirit, you don't pray by what you know. But the Spirit speaks to your heart. The Spirit makes an intercession for you with groanings that cannot be uttered. And Raman, so when we pray in tongues, we don't pray by our understanding. We pray by the Spirit. The Spirit prays through us. The Spirit speaks through us. And in the name of Jesus, I decree every chain holding you down. In the name of Jesus, I decree every power holding you down. I decree be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your business, be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your family. Every evil voice, every evil power holding you back, stopping you from making progress. I decree in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, be broken. I decree be broken. Rema bandele kosogodo. Iman kantele koragapa. Eme kandele ke palagatsona. Eme kenikopa. Esale korogoto. Iragatsanama. Epeketege papa. Ele mamana garagato. Ele bandele kosopapa. Ele papapa. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. And the Bible also made us to understand that Christ has been made the head of all principalities and power. And since Christ is the head, we are the body. We also reign above principalities and power. So it is an insult to your identity as a believer to be under the shackles of the enemy. So I decree in the name of Jesus, every chain holding you down, ragapalakoso, every chain stopping you from making progress, randole pakasonana, every chain stopping you from achieving what God has destined for you, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, Rababandelekoso, be broken. Ragatana makalekosapane. I decree in the name of Jesus, be broken. Ragatolagabandelekoso. Epeketenegetegeto. Ragatanama. Eketelegede. I speak to you, demon. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, not the temple of diseases, not your temple. This body belongs to Jesus. Ragatona Baba. And I stand in a place of prayers to make bold declaration in the name of Jesus. Every chain holding you bound, Ragatsopana, in the name of Jesus, be broken. Every chain holding your business, be broken. Every chain holding your family, your marriages, every chain holding your life, every chain stopping you from making progress in life, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now,
be broken in the name of Jesus. I command you right now, be broken, lose your grief. Ragatone, who the Son of God has set free, is free indeed. All things have passed away. Indeed, all things, all things have been made new. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. You were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not you and I, but Christ lives in us. Rakatoa, and the life which I live in the flesh, the life which you live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves you and gave himself for you. So I decree in the name of Jesus that you have been crucified with Christ, not because of what you did, but because of what Christ did. And I make bold declaration that whatever that is not of God dwelling in you right now, I decree, get out! Ragapalagato, elepagato. Yes, I would love you to say this words with me. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. Let's say it again. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. I am no longer in bondage. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. Abba. Ragabalakatopada. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. Ara, right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. In the name of Jesus, right now I decree your freedom. Hey, decree that I am free. Yes, you are a free man in Christ Jesus. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Rejoice, for you have been made free. Rejoice that you are a free man. Rejoice, for you are a free man. Christ has made you free. God has made you free. God has made me free. God has made us free. We are free. Ragabababababa. Emanale kosokopadaka. Rebabandele kopadakatana kapakatonokoto. Rebondo sopalika nakande kosh. Rababa. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, if you believe in your heart, Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
感谢耶稣，感谢耶稣，哇，感谢主！我们应该有很棒的一段时间，为着我们的婚姻、家人、教会、牧者，还有每一位参与您的人生的肢体来代祷祈求。我们最后15分钟。我们安静我们的心，宁静我们的灵，来到走进享受圣灵的时刻，享受跟圣灵在一起的时光，轻轻的，轻轻的，安静的，降服的，安着你的心，降服你的心，降服你的心，来到享受圣灵同在的时刻。找一个舒服的椅子沙发坐下来，这个晚上用这15分钟来到与他甜蜜，与他亲近，与他亲亲。加油，我的伙伴，我是同在你的朋友。
Close and draw me to your heart. Bye.